BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Trump is deploying federal law enforcement officers to fight what he calls rising violent crime in American cities. He said he had no choice but to act amid anti-racism demonstrations, calling for local police departments to be scrapped. Some 200 federal agents have already been deployed to Kansas City. A similar number will be sent to Chicago and 35 to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Militants affiliated to the Islamic State group have murdered 5 aid workers abducted last month in northeastern Nigeria. Action Against Hunger and International Rescue Committee have confirmed that their employees are among the dead. An oil tanker has exploded in southern Nigeria, killing at least 20 people. Witnesses say many of the victims were caught up in a fire while trying to collect petrol from the tanker, which had crashed at an intersection. Dozens of people are said to have been killed in an airstrike targeting Taliban militants in western Afghanistan. They'd gathered to welcome a militant commander released from jail. Reports say there were also civilian victims. Sudan is planning a currency devaluation to tackle its economic crisis. The government said urgent action was needed after a big fall in revenues. On the black market, the Sudanese pound is worth just a third of the official rate. One of Brazil's most influential indigenous leaders, Aretana Yawalapti, is receiving treatment at a hospital for COVID-19 after surviving a 20-hour journey across central Brazil. Mr. Yawalapti, who's 71 and leads the Upper Xingu people, fell ill at the weekend. An investigator who's located Soviet execution sites and identified victims of Stalinism has been jailed in Russia. Yuri Dmitriev was convicted of child sexual abuse, but his colleagues say the charges are trumped up. BBC News.